It's Paul Smolin, MD, your PEDcast host, bringing you informative and entertaining knowledge on a wide range of parenting and child health topics. You have parenting questions. He has answers. It's portable, practical pediatrics on your schedule. And here is your PEDcast host, Dr. Paul Smolin.
Doc Smo here with another installment of Portable Practical Pediatrics. It seems like all we hear these days is how screens and technology are hurting our children's health. Many think these digital devices are putting childhood on hold and ruining what should be a thrilling time in a child's life. Cyberbullying, sexting, obsession with friends, and replacement of real human interaction with virtual social discourse, among other things. Well, I'm here to tell you about a use for cell phones that actually was very beneficial to one of my patients' health. Let me explain in today's PEDcast. The other day, I was talking to a mother and her 9-year-old child about this child's episodes of vomiting that she was experiencing. We had talked about this symptom in previous visits, but all I had gotten from mom and the child was that she was having spells of vomiting and not eating that lasted 1 to 2 days. And in between, she seemed fine. Well, on this particular day, this visit was part of a child's well checkup, and we were reviewing all her health problems. The child was struggling to answer my specific questions about her vomiting episodes, as most 9-year-olds would be, when her mother pulled out a notebook and started reading from her notes, detailing in very specific ways, the dates, length of episodes, time of day, and associated symptoms that came with each event. It was amazing. Instead of me fumbling through my usual litany of questions and getting a lot of, I don't know, or blank stares, this mom started giving me an exact reproduction of all the child's symptoms for the past 4 months. When I asked this mom how she did this, this mother told me it was easy. She had interviewed her daughter with each event and recorded that interview on her cell phone. This mom had decided to take matters into her own hands and made a first-person account of each attack of vomiting her daughter was experiencing in real time. I've been asking parents to keep diaries of recurrent health problems for years, but few actually do it. I don't know why they don't. They just don't. But in a flash, this mom had solved that problem by using the convenience of her cell phone to record her daughter's symptoms at the moment they were happening. Cell phones are turning out to be the great new medical tool. Simple and beautiful. Many of my patients have been using their cell phone cameras to record rashes that can be very helpful to me for diagnosis when the child comes to the office. I've also had quite a few who have made videos of baby spells of shaking or eye rolling and similar things that are also very useful. The other day, I had a mother show me video of her daughter dancing and at the same time that she was developing some chest discomfort. Well, when this mom and I watched the video, we could see that her dancer daughter developed a cough as she danced. Eureka! Diagnosis, exercise asthma. Using an audio recorder to create a diary of her child's symptoms at the time the symptoms are occurring, I just thought that was brilliant and extremely useful. So here's what we discovered from this detailed history. It turns out that the child was having a vomiting spell monthly for the past 4 months. Some of these attacks were associated with a headache, and all were associated with fatigue and a severe loss of appetite. Two of the attacks came with some disturbance in vision, what the child called seeing colors. Abdominal pain was not a big part of these attacks. In fact, there was no abdominal pain, and diarrhea did not occur. Light and noise sensitivity were also part of each attack. Well, after about 36 hours of fatigue and nausea, the child suddenly would get hungry and begin to return to normal. These attacks had been going on for 2 years without treatment, and our diary revealed that they were getting more frequent. Elementary, my dear Watson, With all this detailed information, it was obvious this child's vomiting attacks were actually the end of a series of migraine events. Listen to her description again. Monthly attacks of fatigue, headache, visual disturbance, vomiting, with complete recovery in between spells. In older women, we call this menstrual migraine. But this child hadn't started the outward signs of puberty yet. How could she have menstrual migraine, you ask? Well, puberty doesn't just start one day when your child's periods begin or their penis starts to grow. It is a gradual process of their bodies making more and more estrogen or testosterone until finally levels are high enough for tissues that react to these hormones. In this case, we know that estrogen makes the blood vessels at the base of the brain more reactive in some women, especially when those levels fluctuate a lot, like they do near a woman's period. Prepubertal girls have monthly waxing and waning of their estrogen levels, just like the big girls do, just without the outward signs their big sisters get. I think this child is actually truly having menstrual migraines because of monthly surges in estrogen long before her first period. Wow! All that gleaned because this mom was smart enough to get a detailed record of her daughter's symptoms while they were happening. I love it. Ask any pediatrician, what is the most important tool for good diagnosis? The history of a child's illness or the physical signs of illness? And I think most will tell you that it's the history. In Bill Clinton speak, it's the history, stupid. So the lesson I learned from this child's mom, why not use a readily accessible technology that almost everyone has in their pockets, a cell phone, to get a real-time description of a recurring illness to help their doctor sort out the illness. Simple, elegant, inexpensive, and right on. It's starting to look like the most essential tool for pediatricians of the future will be cell phones, since these devices are able to record detailed history of symptoms like this mom was able to do, capture pictures and video of health events, function as high-tech stethoscopes and ultrasound machines, and link doctors to sophisticated databases of current information, all in an instant. Well, that was a cool story, wasn't it? I think that was very, I learned a lot from that mom. Well, thanks for joining me today. If you enjoy exploring pediatric health topics with PedeCast, take a moment to subscribe to my blog at www.docsmo.com or follow my podcast on iTunes, Facebook, Twitter, or Google+. If you have some stories of how you used a cell phone to help your child's health, make sure to send a note to my blog and share that story with my listeners. This is your PedeCast host, Dr. Paul Smolin, you know, Doc Smo, reminding you that the next time your child has a moan, don't forget to get out your cell phone. Until next time. I would like to thank the following people for their assistance in the production of this podcast. Dr. David Jaffe, the voice of the introduction. Robert Beezer, the composer-arranger of the intro music. Ann Gesner, my wonderful content editor. Benjamin Smolin and Jerome Moof, the talented musicians who produced this delightful theme music. Sarah Smolin and Nathaniel Horlick for their digital wizardry. And Wendy Smolin Esquire and Seth, the Rocket Man Barrister Jaffe, for their inspirational guidance. Thanks, guys.
By listening to this PedeCast, you agree to all of the terms and conditions found at the DocSmo.com website. This DocSmo.com PedeCast is informational only. Dr. Smolin does not diagnose, treat, or offer specific medical advice for your child. For specific medical advice regarding your child, consult his or her healthcare provider.